So our Slippet series is sponsored by the Saka family in memory of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Saka. The last night we'll talk about the introduction to the Amida, the Birchas HaShevach. The first section are the praise. We saw Reb Pinkus' insight that we begin with praising Hashem, not because we're flattering Him, not because we are positioning Him, not because we need to in order to then turn to Him with our requests, but rather we need to remind ourselves, we need to remember who He is and how He is categorized differently than who we are, and only then we have that understanding. He's not like the other resources we turn to. He's not like the doctor, the lawyer, the accountant, the banker, whatever other source of advice, power, or wisdom. Kadosh Baruch Hu is altogether different. So the Shevach is not for Him. He at best tolerates our praise. The praise is for us to remember who He is so that then we could turn to Him with our request. So a few closing thoughts along the same lines before we dive in to the opening bracha. The Rashba writes in his Tshuvos in Chelek Hei, Siman Kuf Tezvav, the Rashba writes that the three opening brachas of Shemona Esrei of the Amida, the Birchas HaShevach, correspond with our patriarchs, even though the opening bracha is called Avos, but the three opening brachas themselves were instituted or correspond. First bracha is Keneged Avram, who was a person of Chesed, Chesed Li Avram, and the first bracha we acknowledge Hashem is Gomel Chasadim Tovim, and so on. Second bracha is Keneged Yitzchak. What is the theme of the second bracha? Gvura, Hashem's might, Hashem's power, Hashem's unique and distinct sovereignty over the world. And who is the individual, the epitome who characterizes Gvura? Is Yitzchak is the Ish Gvura. And the third bracha is Keneged Yaakov. What's the third bracha of Shevach, of praise? Ata Kadosh. How is that Keneged Yaakov? What is the bracha of Kedusha? Kedusha, holiness, sanctity, is a pure and pristine, it is an accurate way of viewing the world. Yaakov's character trait is Titain, Emes Li Yaakov. Yaakov is Emes, and Kedusha, seeing the world through the lens of Kedusha, is the Emes. So the Rashba and Teshuva writes that it corresponds with those three, with the Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. But I think he says something even more powerful in his commentary in the Gemara Brachos. It's easy to remember the daf, which daf in Brachos, you don't need Zichru for this. But Liolam Yisader Adam Shavachos Shalakosh Baruch Hu Ba'achika Hispalal, organize praise of Hashem then daven. Use all of your heart when you daven. What is the Avodah Shabalev? Brachos daf? Lamed Beis. A bunch of tremendous Tamidei Chachamim here. Tremendous Bekiyim. So the Rashba in his commentary there says the following. He says, when a person is going to ask a request, a bakasha, supplication, a need, you're going to ask a favor from someone else, there are three questions we ask ourselves. Before we ask a favor, before we ask for help, there are three considerations. Number one, does that person owe me anything? If I'm going to ask them, do they owe me? Number two, do they have the ability to give me what I need? Otherwise, it's futile. Why am I asking them if they don't have the capacity to grant what I need? And number three, are they the only one who can give what I need? Are they one of many? Do I have many alternatives and options? Or are they the only one that I can go to? And says the Rashba, that this is what a person should think about with the Birchas HaShevach, with these opening brachas. First is, Hashem owes us nothing. Are we entitled? Does He owe us? Is it coming to us? These 13 universal requests that we're going to say when we get up to the middle section of Bakasha. Are we entitled? Does He owe us? Are they coming to us? And the answer is no. Hashem does it out of kindness. And that is the bracha of Avos. We're not entitled, we're not deserving. What do we rely on? Zechus Avos. And that's why, what is the language of the opening bracha? Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Zocher Chasdei Avos. We're tapping into the merit of those who came before us. They did kindness. Hashem, we ask You for Your kindness. We're tapping into Zechus Avos. So I come to You, Hashem, and the first Birchas HaShem, Hashem, You are overflowing with kindness. Like Ve'eschana, Matnas Chinam. I'm asking, I'm turning, I'm davening to You to be gracious to me, not because I'm deserving, not because I'm worthy, not because I'm entitled, but I'm asking You to tap into the Zechus Avos and to do chesed, to give me a chesed. Number two, does He have the ability to give me this request? What's the second bracha? Gvuros. What is the theme of Gvuros? That Hashem is Kol Yachol. He can do anything. He is the source of everything. We'll get to it in a few days when we see it, or weeks or months. But what does it mean, Gvuros, that He has the power, the might? How does He exhibit that? The Gemara Chazal tells us there are three keys that Hashem held on to. He gave the whole world, go conquer it. Go understand the world, conquer it, manipulate it, control it, kivshua. But three keys I'm holding on to. And what are they? The weather. We in Florida appreciate that. We wish we could manipulate and control it. We can't even predict it. No offense to any weather people. I'll probably get an email about this from a weather person. But there's not really a point, at least in Florida, in ever checking the weather. It's either always predictable or always wrong. But there's not really a purpose in checking. We can't control, we can't manipulate it. We can barely anticipate or predict it. Number two, conception. Kadosh Baruch Hu, conception. We can mix the ingredients, we can try naturally or with the help of science today, but ultimately whether that results and whether that yields a healthy person, it's up to Hashem. And Tchiyas HaMeisim, to bring someone back to life, tragically we suffer loss. We wish we could bring those people back to life. That's Hashem. It's unique. Those three keys, which really are all one theme, namely life, life force, is all Hashem. Gvuros, His might, His power. So is it worth talking to Him? Does He have the ability to answer what we need? I'd say yes. He's Kol Yachol, Gvuros. He is the most worthy one to talk to. And the last question is He the only one who can grant my request? Is there anyone else? And that says the Rashba is the third bracha, namely Kedusha, Atah Kadosh. How is that He's the only one? So you have to understand the taich, the translation, the understanding of Kadosh, Kedusha, is that He's Muvdal. He's separate, He's apart, He's distinct, He's different. Ein od milvado, there is no one and nothing like Hashem, like the Almighty. So yes, there are resources we can turn to. There are sources of help for us. But there is no one and there is nothing like Hashem. So Shevach is not an introduction, a prerequisite, a precursor to Bakasha. Shevach is sort of part of Bakasha. The way that I ask is by first remembering and reminding myself it's not only worthy to ask Him, He's the only one it's worthwhile to ask because of those three things. The number one, He's Gomel Chasadim, He'll be kind to me. Number two, He's Kol Yachol Gvuros, Ata Gibor, You have the ability. And number three, Ata Kadosh, You're Muvdal, Einol Melvado, there is no one and there is nothing like You. So who, for whom is Shevach? It's not for God. It's for us. We benefit from it, and it really is the beginning of Bakasha. And we'll see on the opposite end someday that Hodaah, the gratitude at the end of the Amidah, also doesn't follow Bakasha. It too is part of Bakasha. In a sense, all 19 brachas are Bakasha, but three of them we need in order to get into a place where it's sincere and genuine, and three of them we need in order to appreciate what He does for us, and that's why we turn to Him.